for 4 months now for $50. $50 to go to school lunch. Worked there 4 months. Well, just a little while before the 4 months was out, my brother, oldest brother, was over in the Delta and he got a school for me. I took the examination and passed and made a teacher's license, you see, and was able to, he got a school for me. But they wanted the school to start in July, last of July, on account of the roads and weather over there. So I had to leave this man with his consent. I owed him a little bit of the $50 I hadn't paid, you see, and worked it out. So I went over there and started the school in July and finished it up by Christmas, 6 months.
Just one teacher school,
and finished up.
I see. Is that how the school ran from July through December?
No, that's what I'm saying. Now, the roads is bad there, and they wanted the school so the children could go to school in the fall of the year and wouldn't have to go in the wintertime. Well, it just, the water's everywhere down there. It's a backwoods place, you see, and they just couldn't go to school.
Where in Delta was this?
That's out from Shaw, Mississippi, or Lytton. There's a Lytton settlement out there west of Shaw, you see.
Mm-hmm.
Well, when I finished school, I came back and went to Ants again at Maven and went to school. So school was out that year, you see.
I see. So the school year, how long was it then? About how many
about
months?
About eight months. About 8 months.
So it was in July.
Uh-huh.
It says started in July.
No, that was just an unusual situation. It didn't start till October.
Oh, I see.
September and October, you see.
Uh-huh.
Sometime then, went out of 8 months school. Now, as a rule, the town schools went 8 and 9 months, where the country school went 6 and 7 months, you see. And sometimes it was cut short. If there wasn't money, it was cut short of that, you see, on account of lack of money.
Mm-hmm. So the country school would, what month would it start?
It started in October or November, you see. If it had 6 months, it'd start in October, November, December, January, February, March, you see, and then be out in the spring of the year. Back then, the parents wanted the children to pick cotton till the cotton was out, and then start in the hoeing when the cotton was planted, you see.
That's
and they didn't want nothing to confuse that work, you see. They wanted them in the field that time of year. But this special, the situation over the Delta was different because the road condition where there was so bad. Way back in there, where there wasn't much land cultivation, all the wood and all the water near that way, you see.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And so I came back to school at Christmas in 1915 and 1916, and went to school until spring. And then I found a job in Cullman County, Alabama, and went off over there and worked for a man over there that summer, and came back in 1916 to go to school in 16 and 17, the winter, you see. And I ain't nothing had left Maven, and I had no place there to go. So I went to Longview Agricultural High School to go to school on account of working my way through school. I didn't have enough money. You couldn't make enough in 3 or 4 months to go to school 8 months, you see.
Sure.
Pay everything you had to pay, you see. So I didn't have enough money. So I got on the train, went to Longview about 2 or 3 weeks before school started. I don't know just how long. And told Professor what I was up against. I said, I don't have much money, but I have all years of work with you. He said, you're the very man we're looking for. I said, good, I'm going to feed that sorghum mill and make it molasses. So I started. And I worked till school started. Worked all the winter. I was one of the 6 boys that fired the boiler under the girls' dormitory to heat all three buildings. There's a boys' dormitory, girls' dormitory, and a school building. Well, I had the heat, central heat, on the girls' dormitory. And get up in the morning and they'd eat and turn it on the boys' dormitory, and then when school time came, we'd switch from the boys over to the school building, you see.
I see.
And we could go to school, but that's about all we could do and do that fire. And we had to stay up at night and get up early in the morning and get the fires going, you see. And fired with wood. You had to burn wood on that thing.
I see.
It was cold.
We get a lot of burn up wood pretty fast.
Yes, it was a big old boiler down in the basement under the dining room with the girls' dormitory. There was a mess hall on the first floor, the girls' dormitory on the next two floors.